It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. The only good thing, I say this every week, but the best thing about the last year is I've known where she was instead of having to stab at a map. So, ladies and gentlemen, live from near Zurich.
Exactly. Hello. Hello, Jill. I hope you are well. And I'm going to have a conversation today about fashion and sustainability. Why this subject? Because in spite of the pandemic and all the restrictions in most part of Europe, one does notice that every week over the weekends, young people mainly, but also older people, meet in order to protest for a better climate, for environmental decisions that will shape the future, etc. So it looks like this pandemic, besides, of course, all the issues that are inherent to such a situation, has also exacerbated and increased the need for people to try at least build a better future. And this is really interesting because most of the protests are normally forbidden for obvious reasons, but when they are done in an acceptable way and with all restrictions, people are still trying to meet and try to convey a message. So I did notice that in the fashion world, a lot is going on right now. Because of the impact that the fashion industry has on the environment. That was, though, not a new trend. That was already the case a couple of years before the pandemic, but it just became much more of a topic. For example, in 2020, more or less a year ago, so that means really in the midst of the pandemic, Emma Watson, the most famous Harry Potter star and British actor, has joined the board of French fashion giant Kering. It's a very important company that has under its umbrella, for example, brands like Yves Saint Laurent or Gucci. And they took her on their board with some other big names in the financial world in order to basically take decisions or at least make a suggestion for other ways to conduct the fashion business. So she is basically part of what would call a global trend, which is really about rating in a way fashion brands and looking more closely to their ethical and sustainability efforts. For example, Gucci, that I mentioned a few minutes ago, had already at the beginning of the pandemic said that they wanted to decrease the number of fashion shows in the future in order to reduce waste, basically. And so they wanted to be less seasonal and more seasonless. The fact is that the fashion world is truly reconsidering its way of acting. And while it is not new, it has been definitely accelerated by the current events. So what are the problems? One can split the main one in different categories. I would say first there is of course the environment and all the waste, the pollution of water, but also the use of water, the waste, the fact that most of it gets thrown away, and the greenhouse gas emission. That would be the environmental part. Then there is also the pricing part, which is also a topic, because when one buys, for example, a t-shirt for $2, obviously one has to understand that behind that, a lot of people have been working, and sometimes for very, very little money, and in very difficult conditions, and sometimes, unfortunately, also children are part of this labor. So there is the problem of fair wages and children labor. What all of this, though, cannot be simplified. I think it's very important also to understand that this industry gives work to millions of people. It generates billions in sales and also in taxes in many countries. And so one could not just say, oh, let's just eliminate everything who needs clothes. That's not as simple as we know. And there is just the need for a further development. What's happening right now that is really very interesting is the fact that new generation of clothes are part of this solution. Scientists are working in trying to find ways to recycle or ways to create textiles that are recyclable many times over. For example, some scientists seem to have apparently found a way to transform plastic, all sorts of plastics, plastic bags, plastic cups, plastic to basically keep your food, all sort of plastic in material called polythene, and this would be a new textile. It's possible to recycle that over and over again. It's possible to use that for sportswear, and it's theoretically possible to use it also for more luxurious fashion. And then once time has passed, recycle it again into something else. And the only thing, of course, is that while this is less damaging for the environment, even less than what are considered natural material like cotton, silk, and linen, it seems like they also have a few disadvantages, like, for example, very low moisture absorption. This is, of course, very important also because those trends can only work if the consumers are happy. And when comfort is not perfect, and when it's not exactly what the consumer wants to wear, then a product can be really fantastic. It will not find its way to production and ultimately to the fashion industry. So this is something that I read with interest because I thought to create a new textile from plastic goods really seems like a very good idea and very environmental friendly, but of course from the business point of view, it has also to work out for the consumers. There are many other examples like this also in the United Kingdom. Some researchers have also found a way to turn household waste and old fabrics, all these clothes that are thrown away into new textiles as well. And in collaboration with fashion schools, with different colleges in the country, they also tried then to design some clothes with it. So there is a lot of new way to create textiles from basically our waste. The question remains, of course, if it's going to be really successful at the end, but I believe that many changes are taking place right now when it comes to values, when it comes to ethics, and this is in a very broad spectrum. It's today, for example, we are talking about the fashion industry, but this is also a very important issue and subject to discussions in the art world and in the financial world and basically in every single aspect of our lives. So what ethics, how to communicate them, what is more important, what are the changes that at the end the consumers are ready to accept, because everything comes down to acceptance. And obviously, let's not forget the financial aspects to take into consideration, as really until now, the motto was producing more in order to earn more. And now one would have to see if producing less is a possibility, or if it's producing different, the better way, because in any case, not only the consumers have to be happy with it and have to basically accept those new products, but all of those products are also part of a gigantic chain in our world, and this is a chain that also gives work and stability to most people. So it's a fine line, but it's definitely a line that all these protests out there with younger and less younger people show, that the world before and after the pandemic is, as many people say, going to look quite different. And there is no doubt that fashion is also going to go through some very interesting transformation.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer, over there.
My pleasure.